You said there's no good Christmas movies. Or that you've seen them all before, or the new ones are garbage. What is it about? What is it? You're watching. What is this called?
Pale Rider.
Pale Rider. Why don't you like the Hallmark ones and the Lifetime ones everybody's watching?
I just told you. Those are so phony. They're not real. The actors suck.
What part of it is phony?
You start watching it, and they show you, like, all the people that are in it. I already know how it's going to end. You know, who's going to fall in love. I like suspense.
It's usually a woman or a man, but usually a woman from a big city.
And going to go save something that their father's had or something in the family. Every one of them, every year, and they must do 10 of the same
plot. They got to go back to the small town they came from to help the family.
Oh, they got
to
save the ranch.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. Ignorant people.
And then there's a ranch hand who's usually a widower, right?
Or
divorced.
Or someone died or something, and they take their place and...
And they get, the woman ends up giving up her big lucrative career to take...
Stay there instead of going back. And she's always calling in New York at her fancy job of living on. And she always stays back. Or she's there to save the bakery. Or she falls in love with their competition. Or the stupid guy comes in that's going to...
Put her out of business.
Down, liquidate everything.
Yeah.
And then he falls in love with them and then her and they can't do it. It's the same old bull. I'm not watching that kind of junk. It's just junk. I'm not a writer, and I could write bet movies and have more than that and be realistic and find some actors. They're all the same, and they're just like robots, you know? And nobody's squeaky clean like they all look. Nobody's like that.
Nobody's squeaky clean like they are in those movies?
No.
You're not squeaky clean?
No. This is terrible. They're so phony. I can't stand phonies, Jason. Not even in the movies. If they can't do better than that.
People love them, though.
Oh, they suck. I don't even watch them. People say, there was a movie on a good luck. Watch it, Lifetime and Hallmark. It's on my stuff that I get. I don't watch them.
Did your friends watch them?
They'll say, I remember Donna said there was nothing else on it she's seen on Hallmark. I don't want to hear about Hallmark. They suck.
You told your friend,
yeah.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to hear about those movies.
They suck.
And you have all these strong opinions about Hallmark movies.
And Lifetime.
But you will not come on my podcast to talk about movies?
No.
You wouldn't come on and talk about Hallmark movies?
And Lifetime.
Yeah, and Lifetime?
They're phonies. They're so boring. I want something with a little bit of, you know, like a bit of suspense.
You've seen this movie how many times, Pale Rider?
Well, I grew up watching cowboys and stuff like that. This is different. These people can act.
You were 40 years old when this movie came out.
Yeah, but I grew up. People my age who grew up, we didn't have nothing but cowboys to watch. You like this kind of stuff.
I remember Dad liking this kind of stuff, not you.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch Cowboys. That's all it was on when I was a little kid. Cowboys.
Dragnet.
I was older. Cowboys and Indians is what first came on, Jason.
Yeah. So you'd rather watch a 40-year-old movie you've seen 10,000 times than a brand new Hallmark movie starring Melissa Joan Hart?
Absolutely.
What do you think about Kirk Cameron?
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's. Do you get weirdo vibes off of him?
He's just different, but his sister is too. They're all weird.
That was gonna ask you, Candace Cameron Bure, I think is her name.
Yeah.
You think she's a phony? She come off as phony to you?
I think she's probably a real Christian.
But she's odd.
Well, she's in the stupid movies.
Yeah, she's in all those Hallmark movies. Would you have a hot chocolate recipe? Because I wrote a script for a Hallmark movie. The way this story plays out is I have a significant other and we break up and I moved to the big city of Cleveland, Ohio. But my mom is from a smaller town in Ohio that really makes a big deal out of country. The Christmas. And my mom, as played by you, is a widow. And Christmas is this very special thing. And this is the fiction of it. I haven't been home in years because I had a falling out with my old man because he wanted me to go into the family business of tree trimming or farming or whatever. And I decided to become a greeting card writer in Cleveland for American Greetings. Okay? So I come back to the small town. I mean, the town's so small, there's no real place for me to stay. And I don't really want to stay with you because there's just too many painful memories in the house because of everything. So I get an Airbnb. Do you know what Airbnb is?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's a wealthy executive woman who's coming from New York and flying to Chicago, flying over Ohio. And her plane has to have an emergency landing due to a sudden snowstorm. And she books an Airbnb. But it turns out we double book the same place, which is the only place left to stay in this little small quaint Christmas town, because all the other places are booked up. And so she looks down on me because I'm just a lowly greeting card writer and photographer and graphic designer, whatever, for a greeting card company. And she's a wealthy executive power woman, and she's engaged to this, you know, ultra millionaire or whatever. Okay.
This sounds like a Hallmark movie.
It is a Hallmark movie.
It sounds just like...
Now, wait. Oh, no. So, like you said, she's always calling her job because she's late for this meeting in Chicago. And she's also calling her fiancé. And he's always kind of busy, which means what?
He's cheating on her.
Yep, bingo. So he's cheating on her. So we don't get along, but we got to share this Airbnb. And it turns out, you know, I was dumped or my wife died of cancer or whatever the case may be. And so, but because she's got no one to spend the holiday with, I'm trying to be the nice guy and I invite her to come over to your house for Christmas. And you make your world famous hot chocolate. Now, do you have a hot chocolate recipe?
I can make homemade hot chocolate. It's right off the Hershey thing, right on the box.
That's not homemade.
Yes, it is homemade.
It's not homemade.
No.
Homemade is not using powders and syrups and stuff.
No. This homemade chocolate, you have to have the powder. You take the Hershey's, the regular stuff.
And how would you make it when I was a kid?
Well,
just the syrup?
I would make it that way sometimes, or...
I just remember you buying Swiss Miss. I don't remember.
Later on I did, but I could make it, but...
I'm talking about when you get a kettle, and you make it in a kettle, and you put the kettle into a fireplace, and you draw it out,
you don't make hot chocolate that way.
And you melt the cocoa in, and then you pour it out.
No, you don't do it that way.
So this is your recipe in this movie. This is my mom's famous hot chocolate. Okay. And so, of course, she falls in love with you. She just thinks you're the greatest because you're the sassy older lady who just says what she thinks, right?
Always have.
And you start to recognize that, wait a minute, there's something going on between these two. And I deny it, of course, you know. And I say, anyways, Mom, she's engaged. So we go back to the Airbnb late Christmas night, or we come over to your place Christmas Eve. And another snowstorm hits. And now, we're not only trapped in the same town, sharing an Airbnb, the power goes out in the Airbnb. And we have to make a fire. And I use your recipe, your famous hot chocolate recipe, to make hot chocolate to keep us warm as we have to share a big Sherpa blanket. And we almost kiss, and she feels guilty. So she FaceTimes her fiancé back in New York, and he accidentally picks up, and there's a woman there with him. Did you see that coming?
No.
And she's now irate. And so now she tries to make a move on me, but I don't feel right about it. And so, long story short, she calls a plowman, pays him an exorbitant amount of money to come and plow us out of the Airbnb, and she flies back to Chicago, or goes to Chicago, only to realize that I really am her true Christmas, love.
This is the true Hallmark bullshit.
And when she comes back to the town, I'm not there. I've left. And I've gone back to work in Cleveland, and she has to track me down in Cleveland.
And she does, and it's happily ever
after. Happily ever after. And do you know what it's called?
No.
I have a name for this movie. It's called Christmas in the Heart of It All. Because Ohio's the heart of it all, and it's shaped like a heart. And so she has to learn.
Ohio isn't shaped like a heart.
Yes, it is.
Don't look a heart to me.
So her heart has to become reopened to Christmas by coming to Ohio. Our Midwestern values teach her the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, that part's good, but the rest of it just sounds like a Hallmark.
The true meaning of Christmas is falling in love with a Midwestern man who wears flannel, like I'm wearing right now, and eats delicious homemade pies like we just had that neither one of us made, but it was homemade. It was wonderful. So, you like that movie? Would you watch that?
What?
The movie I just pitched to you.
No, because I already heard it.
So if would you be ashamed of me if I got into the Hallmark Christmas movie racket? It's a racket, you know, if I started writing all these.
No, if you can write them, but make them more a little bit more exciting, this dumb stuff they got on there.
Would you prefer the female lead be played by Candace Cameron Bure or Melissa Joan Hart? Because those are the only two options.
It depends on what the storyline was.
They're all the same storyline.
I need you to turn that light out here so the tree looks better.
Okay, but pick the male doesn't matter. The male's always a generic guy who just has a good jawline, you know, like a moderately attractive white guy.
Why are those the only two?
Turn on Hallmark, see which one's on there right now.
Well, they got the one with the brown hair.
What's there is, yeah, there's a brown-haired one.
She used to be on a show you used to watch when you was a kid. Oh.
You're talking about Tiffany Amber Thiessen? I don't think she makes Christmas movies.
So, I don't know. Either one, they're about the same.
Okay, let's go with Candace Cameron Bure then.
She's old.
She's old, huh?
She is.
You know what? You know, we could get Hilary Duff now, I think. You don't know who that is.
Yeah, I do.
That's from a previous, that's a generation after me, or one or two generations after me. That's past my time. Huh?
Isn't it Generation Z now?
Yeah, I think she's Gen Z or late millennial. I'm older millennial. I'm an elderly millennial. Well, what's this now? We're watching another Western.
No, this is Clint Eastwood. You know how
just all we have on here is Clint Eastwood, huh?
Well, I tried to watch something and I don't like sci-fi, and I watched sci-fi the other day. This thing was stupid too. I hate sci-fi.
You hate science fiction?
It depends on what it is. Some of it's just so. Jason is just so. I
don't know. All right, well. Let me see. I'm going to go turn the light off. Thank you for talking to me about Hallmark movies.
In Lifetime. They're
in Lifetime.
Yeah, a lot of people love them. I just think they're just so. Oh my God.
You think they suck?
Letters to Santa. Now, what does this have to do with sci-fi?
It's Christmas, Mom. It's 'tis the season to be cooking.
Okay, who's in this? I don't even know these people.
Karen Knox, a journalist, must confront her past when Santa returns to her hometown.
Now they got Hallmark on sci-fi.
That's right. That's right.
Cold, hold me, baby, you'll see, before I freeze, your heart can warm me up.
It's Christmas time, the snow is white, what a beautiful sight, let's go for a sleigh ride, baby.
Waiting for this all year long, hearing all the Christmas songs, waiting for old Santa Claus, maybe a kiss under the mistletoe, listen for the reindeer hooves landing on the top of my roof, waking up with you on Christmas morning.